Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled Interior Design by God.
Do you know that the Bible talks about furnishing your home? The writer of Proverbs said this, "By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures." Did you get that last part? Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. The treasures he is talking about are not the rare antiques found in historic mansions, nor the treasures of home decorating that you see on TV. They are treasures of Christian values, the morals that you want to convey to your children. The beautiful treasures of Christian values are far more valuable than any antique you will ever own. How can we be sure our homes are filled with those Christian values? We need God's divine design. You see, every parent conveys some sort of value system, negatively or positively. What we want is to teach our kids a biblical system of values, and for that, we need a plan. That plan should have two elements. First, a specific list of values written down in black and white that you and your mate agree are important. And second, ways you are going to convey those values. Let me suggest a few. First, involvement in church. But don't leave it all to the church. Teach the Bible in your home, especially emphasizing memorizing scripture. Prayer as a family is important as well. Also, do all you can to have Christian resource materials available for your kids. Books, CDs, DVDs, and good music. They are all tools that will help. Then provide a support system for your children. If necessary, bring kids from other neighborhoods for them to spend time with. Your home should be the warmest, happiest, most loving place in the world because Jesus is there. How about adding a few new Christian values to your home?
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.